How to Create a Good Heart by John Barnett. Read by Sean McAvoy. Proverbs 4:23. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Open with me to Mark 4:20, where Jesus explains that the good heart accepts the word. What does a heart look like that accepts the word? How is a life lived that welcomes as its own Jesus Christ, the Word of God? The Gospels capture six elements from the very lips of Jesus. Listen to him, accept his word, desire this depth of devotion, and welcome him by giving yourself to him. In the Gospels, we can trace Christ's call to commitment. He states we can't be his disciples unless we desire to evidence these characteristics. Here are ways that we evidence Christ as our teacher, and that we are his followers. Hearts opened completely in love for Christ. That means we love him most. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14:26. In this verse, the word hate essentially has to do with a comparison of loves. Simply put, our love for God is to be so great that in comparison, love for even the dearest of relations should seem as hatred. This is based upon his first and greatest commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Matthew 22:37-38. In both the good times and the bad, we will continually be confronted with whether we are going to obey Christ and his word, or buckle under pressures to compromise our faith and go with the crowd. Each opportunity to serve God represents this test. Who do we love most? If we do not give Christ the preeminence he deserves, he says that we are not worthy of him. Colossians 1:18, Matthew 10:37. Loving God with an unrivaled love means that we will esteem nothing, family, friends, possessions, job, fame, power, pleasures, and especially ourselves, of more worth to us than he is. In so doing, we demonstrate his worthship to us by choosing to do things his way and not our own. This is the essence of true worship. By losing our lives in that manner for Christ's sake, we will find them. Matthew 16:25.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
We're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
To learn more and subscribe, go to lifeaudio.com.